Grace, mercy, and peace from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ to you this morning. As today's gospel begins, there's a surprise, right? It's not often that we actually get the meaning behind one of Jesus' parables. But today we hear when Jesus told them a parable about their need, it was because they needed to pray always and to never lose heart. Jesus, our cheerleader, he's encouraging us because he knows that following him is going to be challenging. Then Jesus goes on and tells them about an unjust judge who has no fear of God nor respect for people. And if we stop just right there, in that description, the only person who really matters to this judge is himself. And that plays out as the persistent widow, this tireless, patient, tenacious widow, stands before the judge day after day. She shows up in his court at his work, pleading her case repeatedly. She seems to be the type of person, at least to me, that would appear at his home, knocking on his door, even on his days off. Maybe even persist in following him to the town square simply to show her face to him so that he would have no chance of thinking of something else and reminding him of the justice that she seeks. And though her resources are minimal, she gets up every day in the pursuit of justice. She dresses, she makes her way to the judge to plead her case and demand the end of her injustice. And because the judge only cares about himself, he finally gives in. He proclaims, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me down by continually coming." But then as the gospel progresses, it goes from promising to problematic. Are we to pray always and not lose heart because God is like the unjust judge? Are we to bug God to the point where God is tired of hearing our issues? Is that what prayer is? Wearing down a hard-hearted God until God is willing to give in? When I receive answers to my prayer, is it only because God is sick and tired of hearing from me? The gospel writer goes on to say, "And the Lord Jesus said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to God's chosen ones who cry out to God day and night?'" It surely leads us to think that God's not always listening. But thankfully, Jesus goes on. He asked the question, "Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant them justice." Thankfully, the gospel writer includes this phrase to show God's involvement in prayer is in contrast with the unjust judge. God will answer quickly, not like the self-centered judge. God will grant justice quickly to those who cry out to God day and night. Therefore, we need to pray always and not lose heart. Yet even as I speak these words, I know they don't always answer, or they don't always ring true. You and I have both been there to those places when our prayers seem to go unanswered. We can all relate to pouring out our hearts to God for healing, for justice, for peace, for protection of ourselves or our loved ones. And yet we feel that God is distant and self-centered. God sometimes is more like the unjust judge as our prayers fall short of God's ear, or even worse, when we think that God is simply not listening. And then we get this zinger at the end of the parable. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And I think about the added pressure of that question, right? I mean, is it up to us for Jesus to find faith on earth when Jesus returns? What are we supposed to make of this parable? The more I thought about it, maybe this parable has less to do about what God does and how God works in the world, and more to do with our faith journey and our persistence in prayer. Maybe that's why Jesus is cheering us on to pray always and not lose heart. In past weeks, we have read that our faith, even the size of a mustard seed, could do incredible things. Last week, we heard the story of the 10 lepers. All of them were healed, yet the faith of one of them, the one who returned thanking God, was made whole by that faith. So, for Jesus to bring up the question of finding faith on earth when he comes becomes an indication of how difficult it will be at times to keep our faith. Jesus is warning the disciples and us that life of faith isn't easy. Now, I've borrowed many of these ideas from Debbie Thomas, a minister of lifelong formation at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Palo Alto. But there are two ways that we can consider this parable. First, what if we placed ourselves in the place of the widow? The parable begins with a declaration of praying always and not to lose heart. And what does it mean? What does it look like to lose heart, especially in our spiritual lives? As I lose heart, I feel lost. Even worse than that, because when I feel lost, at least I have the hope of being found. But losing heart, hitting rock bottom, is like failing at all I tried to do. It's like being called out on social media, being totally misunderstood, feeling alone, not having anyone who understands me or to talk to. Despair, anguish, apathy, giving up are all words that come to mind when I lose heart. Compare that with the widow. She has been told repeatedly, no. Rejected and refused time and time again, day after day, and I'm sure she felt alone and misunderstood, and yet she stays persistent and directly on point. Her focus is on the one thing she needs, and she knows where to go to get it. She understands the importance of justice to herself and who to ask to receive it. Her persistence fortifies her own sense of who she is and what she's all about. Her faith, no matter what size, is strong and keeps her centered. Jesus reminds us that when we pray like the widow, when we don't lose heart, when we pray with a full heart, even as we struggle to do so, even when we wrestle with God like Jacob and not let go until we receive that blessing, we can be transformed. As we pray over a long period of time, God is there showing God's love and graciousness. We might not see it, and we often don't understand it, but the faith we have in sustaining prayer and nurturing the conversation, that's where we can be transformed. There's a time in my life, after losing one job and in fear of being fired from another, I found myself on the edge of despair. Every prayer became a plead for justice and a cry for escape from a failing career. Over the next 8 years, the wrestling match took me to darkened valleys and uncomfortable choice-making mountain peaks. And I realized I was never alone. And I don't say this to imply eventually we will get answers to our prayers, because, frankly, we don't. And that stinks. It's heart-wrenching. It's painful when prayer seems to hit a brick wall. And sometimes prayers are not answered, and that is the mystery in this parable and in which we live. But again, that's why Jesus is being our cheerleader in this parable. Like the widow making a conscious effort through faith to stay tenacious and locked in, prayer can show us how we are. It can show us who we are and to whom we belong. It can show us what really matters in life and why. You know, the only real power we have in life is to show up. Like the widow, show the tenacity of faith, and through prayer, show up. And don't take the power of prayer for granted, because we have no idea what gets stirred up within us, altered, upended, or vindicated simply because we show up again and again in prayer. Then there's another viewpoint that we can take in this parable. What if we put ourselves in the place of the judge, which then would place God in as the tenacious widow? Maybe God is the persistent one, pleading, and we are the unjust judge. I don't know about you, but this makes more sense to me. I know in my experience that I have experienced indifference. I have been impatient, self-centered, even unsympathetic, especially when I feel that I'm not directly impacted by injustice to others, which is a total lie. Don't we all self-protect and police our own borders? At times, I find myself saying, not my problem. Someone else should deal with that, or those people. Picture it. God, as the one crying out for justice, like the widow, knocking on our door in the hopes of our hearts being softened, and that we pay attention to the injustice, the pain, and the sorrow in God's very being. And if we look at it this way, God is the one crying out for justice on behalf of the unseen, the unheard, the unloved, and the unwanted. God is the wronged widow pleading with us to listen, to care, to keep our hearts open on her behalf. If the truth is known, the judge lives in me and is in all of us. And if this parable has anything to offer this week, it's that prayer alone will wear down my inner judge. Being persistent in prayer will soften my heart. It is through insistent prayer that every obstacle I place before God, my anxiety, my shame, my woundedness, my attentiveness, all will be undone. In this sense, prayer is the spearhead of my faith that pierces the shield of pride of my own sinfulness and stubborn struggles. Prayer is what enlightens our faith to the light of God's love to illuminate the darkest valley, the most oppressed corners of human life, with hope and compassion. Jesus asks, "And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith like that of the widow? Will he find us willing to wrestle with the challenging things of life, to hang on to the face of God until we get the blessing we have been promised? Are we willing to struggle with God and walk away transformed, even if it means walking with a little limp? God has already shown us in the cross what God is willing to do. The question is, are we willing to acknowledge living a life of faith that is hard? Therefore, we need to pray diligently. Because you know what? God's willing. God's willing to wrestle with us all the way through it. Amen.